from 2009 onwards, it became very easy for member states, for the industry within member states, of course, to sell arms from one member state to the other.
Okay.
There aren't, like, almost all restrictions are gone now. Not all of them, but there's still some exceptions. If it is, for example, nuclear weapons, you can.
Mm-hmm.
There's still some restrictions on the components of nuclear weapons. But conventional weapons can be freely exported within the European Union. And because the common position isn't worth that much, you see that weapon. So, for example, if a country as Belgium has a strict export policy, it's now very easy for an arms company within Belgium to ship them to, I don't know, France, for example, which has a.
Mm-hmm.
They don't have. The export policy of France is very free. So they can export it to France, and then it's very easy for a company in France to export it to outside of Europe. So you see that because of the liberalization of the arms trade within,
you can go through
that. It's also very
a liberal
easy to
state too, yeah.
To export outside of the EU. So these things are interconnected, and you see that because of the EU, that the export policy as a whole is becoming weaker.
Mm-hmm. France exports, or at least exported, weapons to Saudi Arabia, right?
Yeah, still.
Still?
Yeah. This is very common. Also, all member states are doing this. So also Belgium, the UK.